That as we begin this morning, as we could sing this prayer, that thou wilt guide us. Thou who art faithful, our God, those of us who, at least in our measure, feel our unfaithfulness, we think of those in Ezra's day who were trembling. They felt the elements of the rain and the matter before them. And, our God, we realize that even in the elements, thou dost give us to feel that indeed we are strangers and pilgrims. We are not home yet. We are passing through an ever-increasing hostile world. Lord Jesus, that cast thee out. And in any measure, we're like thee. They don't want us either. So we pray that we might be fortified by what's before us this day. We pray, our God, that thou wilt guide us. If we should stay in this portion or to another, We look to Thee that our souls might be fed and that we would be instructed and built up and encouraged, our God. We could sing of Thy faithful love again. What a comfort it is to our hearts. And so we look to Thee in anticipation, giving Thee thanks again for the wonderful food Thou dost give us for our souls, even Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose precious name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Vern, do you think we should continue on with the passage? What is your thought? You suggested it.
Let's. I don't have any idea. If you want something else, that'd be fine. And
I'd like to see us continue with it, but that's okay. Only my thought.
Sounds like two of you have agreed on such a thing.
Would verse 9 be about right? Is that about where we left off?
Verse 8.
Well, we gently referred to it, but we could use a little more discussion on it.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. We'll just stop there.
We were talking between the meetings and something along the line of this verse, pure in heart. Every believer has a nature. One is higher than an angel, and the other one is lower than a snake. And so it's very interesting, and it's very profitable to realize that. Because this is what this verse means. Blessed are the pure in heart. So we have an enemy in the camp, a traitor who's trying to bring us down. I was thinking of our sister Dorothy. What